Report, Radical House Democrats are acting like they've already lost their majority. By Wendell Hasebo on March 17, 2022. Radical House Democrats likely recognize the midterm elections will not be kind to them, causing panic and desperation among their ranks. Knowing they will likely not pass many of their radical bills through the Senate and to the president's desk, Democrats want President Joe Biden to usurp the separations of power and take executive action, a strategy that proves they've already lost their majority, Politico reported. People are realizing that, at this point in the cycle, executive order is probably where you're going to start seeing more things get done, Representative Anthony Brown, DMD, told the publication. Executive action, it's a last resort. This is a legislative body, Representative John Larson, DCT, also said. But there are other important issues that need to be discussed. And if the Senate isn't going to vote, they're not going to vote. Representative Pete Aguilar, DCA, agreed with Brown and Larson and demanded Biden to act like a dictator and bypass Congress. We all agree there's no substitute for legislation and passing bills that can become laws. But occasionally there will be needs to address this through executive action, he said. The Democrats' panic comes after their midterm election strategy was torpedoed by fellow Senate Democrats. Biden's Build Back Better agenda, once touted as a necessary plan to win in November, is no longer relevant to winning elections, midterm Chief Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, admitted last week. Maloney's change of heart seems related to Manchin's continued opposition to the legislation. Manchin opposed the legislation because spending massive amounts of money during Biden's 40-year high inflation was ill-advised. Manchin so thoroughly stomped on Biden's plan that during the State of Union address, Biden never mentioned the Build Back Better agenda. As a result, radical House members have suggested small radical parts of the agenda be broken off and passed into law. These include the cancellation of student loan debt, Green New Deal-like initiatives, federalizing local elections, and softening penalties against those who commit a crime. If the Democrats do not pass any of those radical proposals, the Democrats will likely not pass them during Biden's presidency. A huge loss for a Democrat party that was attempting to radically change America. Republicans are heading into the midterms by leading Democrats on top issues of which the electorate most prizes, according to polling. The economy, 48-35%, jobs, 46-37%, immigration, 45-38%, and energy, 42-39%, are among the top issues that favor Republicans. Meanwhile, the Democrats have been stumped with many manufactured crises under Biden. Last year, more than 2 million migrants were apprehended at the southern border. Fentanyl has become the greatest killer among 18-45-year-olds. Inflation has soared to a 40-year high. Gas prices have increased to all-time record highs. Weekly wages have shrunk. Supply chain woes have persisted. And the deadly Afghan withdrawal deeply embarrassed the nation. The result of the challenges has been devastating for Democrats. 31 Democrats have decided to retire after their term in November, the largest mass exodus in three decades. The retirements will greatly favor Republicans due to the incumbent advantage. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get @WendellHasebo.